So I want to talk about our values. I want to talk about honor today and how our values are like, they're all five of them are like charges. That's why we call it the five-star charge. The problem with values is that they become things we hang on a wall or in a filing cabinet or, for our sake, something we hang on our website. And I want to bring this before us, and I will do it all the time. When Jesus said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name," another word you can put there is honor, revered, respected be your name. And in his first century Jewish context, the audience that he was speaking to, they would have automatically kind of flipped it around a little bit, like, well, what's the opposite of honor? It would be to profane the name of God, and way, way larger than a profanity that comes out of our mouths. They would have attached it to their lifestyles, that I could live a life that profanes the name of Christ, our Father in heaven. I could live a lifestyle that honors his name. So are you honoring Christ? Are you really putting energy and devotion in your lifestyle to honor the things of God? Or are you just spending a lot of time trying to honor yourself? I mean, these are the motives of our heart. Some of them are hard to see, but God sees all of them. And what we wrote about it on our website, we wrote, honor, to honor God with my lifestyle is not an option. I recognize the priority of bringing honor to Christ and his kingdom. I will display honor by walking as a disciple, one who continues to learn and lead a life worth following. So let's unpack that. Are we living the type of life that really puts God as a foundation in our lives to honor him? We can also get into the concept of fear of man versus the fear of God. And I think that's one of the greatest problems in our culture today, in our church culture. We see so many church leaders caving to the fear of man, wanting to please man, and not thinking twice about pleasing God or honoring his word, honoring Christ in this day and age. That's why the culture that we live in has gone so corrupt, because the church has lost this fear of the Lord. We've lost this honoring of God. Think about it this way. I think the prophet Jeremiah puts it in the context of, like, do we blush over our sin? Or are we just so callous that we're just, yeah, I'm sorry, God. Sorry I did that. Sorry I keep struggling with this. Or does our sin cause us to blush, cause us to reflect, cause us to ache? In the Grace Ops culture, we look at the five-star charge not as something that we can perfect, but more like an anvil. It's something that we fall upon. It's something that forges us. These values, these charges are things that forge and shape our lives and make us the men that God wants us to be. That's why we talk about biblical masculinity. We think these five values as charges help us become biblical men. So today, take inventory of your heart. How are you doing at honoring Christ at the very core of who you are, the foundation of who you are? Willing to lose friends and not be popular, maybe even lose a job because you wanted to honor his name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Honored be your name with our lifestyles.